From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Will Robinson. Missouri taxpayers have spent nearly $370,000 on private attorneys to defend former Governor Eric Greitens' use of a self-deleting text message app, according to a newspaper's review of state records. The bulk of the spending was by the governor's office, and about $161,000 of it came after fellow Republican Mike Parson became governor following Greitens' resignation in June 2018, the Kansas City Star reported. A judge dismissed most of the case in July, ruling the app doesn't create government records that can be retained, but the litigation is ongoing. Columbia is now the first municipality in the state of Missouri to ban the practice of conversion therapy. In a unanimous vote, Columbia City Council members passed an ordinance last night at the Columbia City Council meeting. The ordinance modified Chapter 16 of the city code to prohibit conversion therapy or trying to change someone's sexual orientation or gender identity on minors by licensed healthcare providers. Amanda Laukis, a social worker who experienced conversion therapy in Moberly and Columbia areas, says a unanimous decision was an empowering statement for the LGBTQ community.
We live in a culture that tells us every day that our lives don't matter. And today, in this council chambers, we had the opportunity to have people say, you know what, it absolutely does. You deserve to live and we want to see you live. That's amazing.
Laukis was one of 11 people who spoke in favor of the ban on conversion therapy during the meeting. There were no conversion therapy supporters at the meeting, and the ordinance went into effect with its passage. Local nonprofit Bidwest will take over operation of a public access channel and community access center previously owned by Columbia Access Television. The Columbia City Council approved the move at its meeting Monday. The nonprofit will partner with Ragtag Film Society and receive roughly $35,000 from the city for the 2020 fiscal year to run the channel. But the manager of the Office of Cultural Affairs, Sarah Dresser, stressed that VidWest wants to be self-sustaining once 2020 is over.
I think part of what they wrote in their application is really the understanding of where maybe past organizations weren't able to. They were really going to make a point of trying to be self-sufficient.
VidWest will have free access to 28 arts agencies for consultation. It will also collaborate with the Office of Cultural Affairs to produce a 30-minute monthly special showcasing Columbia artists. A suburban St. Louis school district alleges in a lawsuit that a leading e-cigarette maker harmed its students through deceptive marketing and misconduct. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the Francis Howell School District filed the lawsuit Monday in federal court against Juul Labs. The suit says Juul's vaping products caused significant and ongoing nicotine abuse. The district says there were 248 nicotine-related infractions last year, up from 54 5 years ago. I'm Will Robinson, KBIA News, Columbia.